USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
It's not a bluff. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin telling ABC's This Week that the potential for Russia to invade Ukraine is there.
He's been very deliberate in terms of assembling the right kind of combat and combat support capabilities in the border region. And so he has a number of options available to him now.
The he Austin is referring to is Russian President Vladimir Putin, who has extended military drills near the Ukrainian border that were set to end today. The Kremlin has denied plans to invade its neighbor. A rodent infestation at a Family Dollar warehouse in West Memphis, Arkansas, is prompting a recall on a wide range of products, including food and cosmetics. The products were sold between January 2021 and February of this year in stores across six southern states. The warehouse and more than 400 stores are now temporarily closed. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Girard, I'm here with George, a longtime user of Revive One. George, tell me, how has Revive One changed your life?
I've had some plantar fasciitis on the bottoms of my feet that have been really hurting. There wasn't anything that could relieve them quickly except for the Revive. Yeah, I've tried all kinds of other products that have been available. Well, I just want to say, you know, with the Revive product, I can see almost an instantaneous improvement. It's a great product.
Not available in stores or on Amazon. Get your factory direct at painfreeland.com. That's painfreeland.com. Use coupon code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. Pain relief or your money back at painfreeland.com or call 877-577-2289. Not available in stores or on Amazon. Painfreeland.com. Coupon code SAVE20. The active ingredient in Revive One has been shown to temporarily relieve pain associated with arthritis, muscle strains, sprains, and more. Use only as directed.
Queen Elizabeth II has tested positive for COVID-19. Buckingham Palace said the 95-year-old monarch is experiencing mild cold-like symptoms, but expects to continue with light duties over the coming weeks. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson wished the Queen a swift recovery and a rapid return to vibrant good health. The Beijing Winter Olympics is over. The second overall Olympiad that took place during the COVID pandemic was marked with a Russian substance scandal, COVID restrictions strictly enforced by the authoritarian Chinese government, and at least in America, low ratings on NBC. The Winter Games will return in 2026 from Milan. A Realtor.com analysis across the 50 largest metro areas of properties with two or more bedrooms showing rent rising more than 19% between December 2020 and December 2021. Miami saw the biggest jump. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
There are now more police officers in downtown Ottawa, Canada than protesters. A convoy of truckers blocked the downtown core of the Canadian capital city for at least 3 weeks, expressing opposition to COVID-19 protocols like vaccine mandates. As of late Sunday morning, nearly 200 arrests have been made and more than 50 vehicles related to the protests have been towed. Police say they are in the process of towing away more vehicles. Good news for salsa and toast lovers from USA's Wendy King.
The Department of Agriculture said that Mexican avocado imports have resumed after safety concerns were resolved. They temporarily suspended imports of avocados from Mexico after an inspector for the USDA at a plant in the state of Michoacán received a threatening call to his cell phone on February 11th. Michoacán is the largest producer of avocados in the world. It's also the home of drug trafficking cartels. In 2021, according to the USDA, the United States imported $3 billion worth of avocados, almost all of that coming from Mexico. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Two drunk women from New Jersey brawled at the happiest place on earth. Disney World officials in Florida say the sisters began with dinner and drinks, followed by an argument, and ended with the younger sister partially naked. No charges were pursued. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.